Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers about mastitis during the summertime. So, what do we do on our dairy farms to help control the onslaught of mastitis that we sometimes see during the summertime? Well, number one, hopefully you're on a vaccination program for E. coli, keeping in mind that the bacteria that cause E. coli types of mastitis generally produce toxins which are very detrimental to the animal's health and in some cases may actually cause the animal to die. So the vaccination program, making sure you're current with your pre-fresh cows as well as your fresh cows. Those vaccines, if you happen to be using one that requires 3 doses each year, make sure that that is in fact what you're doing so that you get maximum control of the E. coli types of mastitis in your herd. Secondly, we need to try to remove and limit access to things like ponds and other areas that are wet that the animals would lay. This is true for both dry cows as well as our lactating herd. Final thing I guess I would suggest, and this is particularly true of the environmental types of mastitis, your stall maintenance. Making sure that you're sanding or bedding your stalls on a regular basis, that each time animals are removed from the pen, we rake the manure out of the back of the stall if it's present, just trying to keep a very clean place for the udder to rest when she lies down. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to be diligent in their fight against mastitis this summer.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.